This is Akash Vani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariyat. The news and headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit Manipur on the 13th of this month. Autumn session of the 11th Meghalaya Legislative Assembly will commence from today. Tourism in North Sikkim will resume from today after closing from May due to natural calamities. The BCCI confirms that Guwahati will host the opening match of the ICC Women's 50-over World Cup on the 30th of this month. And now the news in details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to arrive in Manipur on the 13th of this month for a few hours and hold public meetings at two places. A meeting was held at the Raj Bhavan in Imphal yesterday, where he discussed the upcoming visit, where the upcoming visit of the Prime Minister was discussed. It was chaired by Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and the meeting was attended by former Chief Minister N. Biren, Speaker of the Manipur Legislative Assembly T.H. Satyabrata, MLAs and the President of the BJP Manipur Pradesh Adhikarimayum S. Devi. During the meeting, a discussion was held regarding the public meetings to be addressed by the Prime Minister during his visit to the state and projects to be inaugurated. Modi's visit comes after more than 2 years after Manipur erupted in ethnic violence which led to the loss of many lives and left thousands homeless. The autumn session of the 11th Meghalaya Legislative Assembly will commence from today. The session, with 5 working days, with 3 days allotted for government business and 2 days for private members' business, will conclude on the 12th of this month. This autumn session will also witness the functioning of the House without the Indian National Congress, as all of its 4 MLAs have defected to the ruling National People's Party. While 3 Congress MLAs, Dr. Celestine Lingdo, Gabriel Watlang and Charles Marngar, have defected to the NPP in August 2024, the Grand Old Party was reduced to 0 in Assembly as its lone MLA, Ronnie V. Lingdo, has also defected to the NPP in July of this year. Tourism in North Sikkim is set to resume from today after it was closed from May due to natural calamities. Tourists will now be allowed to reach up to Lachung, Yimthang Valley and Zero Point. Sikkim Additional Chief Secretary C.S. Rao yesterday informed that the Sanklang Bridge, inaugurated with the Border Roads Organization's support, has restored connectivity to Zongmu and reduced travel time by about 1.5 hours. North Sikkim will reopen for tourists, with online permits being issued. Lachen will reopen in the next season. Rao added that tourists must cross Sanklang Bridge checkpoint by 1 p.m. and Tum Bridge by 2 p.m. while returning. Highlighting the Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh's announcement regarding battlefield tourism, Rao said that 3 sites in Sikkim, Nathula, Chola and Doklam, are part of the initiative. Nathula was already opened, but Chola and Doklam will be opened from the 27th of this month. In Manipur, security forces have arrested 6 cadres of different militant groups during search and cordon operations conducted yesterday. According to a report of Manipur Police, security forces arrested 2 cadres of militant groups PLA, 1 cadre each of KCP, MFL and UNLFK near Indo-Myanmar International Border Pillar No. 74, Chongjiang, under More Police Station in Tengnupal District. In another operation, 2 active cadres of militant group KCP Apunba were arrested from Lilong Chajing Mamanglekai of Imphal West District. The security forces also recovered arms and ammunition during an operation in Sekmai Pangaltabi of Imphal West District. In Meghalaya, the Indian Institute of Management Shillong has commenced its first ever batch of a 5-year integrated program in management for the academic session 2025-2030. The program is designed to blend liberal education with management training to nurture responsible leaders with an Indian ethos and a global outlook. 46 participants were selected for the inaugural batch. The first cohort of IPM demonstrates a diverse academic and demographic profile of gender diversity, with 32 male and 14 female participants. The selected students hail from 19 states across the country, including host state Meghalaya. The birth centenary of legendary singer Bhupen Hazarika is being celebrated today. The Assam government is set to mark Bharat Ratna Bhupen Hazarika's centenary with a grand cultural program showcasing Assam's rich traditions and honoring the global icon. Around 100 women BJP workers participated in the final rehearsal of Bhupen Hazarika's timeless song Manuhe Manohar Babe at Padma Bhavan, Uzan Bazaar in Guwahati yesterday. About 100 BJP Karyakartas will perform together in Assamese traditional attire at 6 this evening. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday laid the foundation stone for the Centre of Excellence for Kiwi Fruit at Kardo in Lower Subansiri District. In a social media post, Khandu emphasised that the centre will feature protected cultivation, high-tech nursery, mother and demonstration blocks, post-harvest and value addition infrastructure, training facilities and essential utilities. He further added that the initiative aims to boost kiwi cultivation, support farmers, strengthen the local economy and position Arunachal Pradesh as a key kiwi-producing region. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister will chair a cabinet Aapke Dwar program at zero today. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has announced that the state will contribute 5 crore rupees to the Chief Minister's Relief Fund of Himachal Pradesh, which has been battered by heavy rains and devastating floods in the recent past. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said the recent devastating floods have caused severe damage in the state of Himachal Pradesh. He expressed his heartfelt condolences to the families who have lost their loved ones. Dr. Saha also said that he has spoken with the Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh and conveyed solidarity in this hour of distress. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chandra Main yesterday announced that Arunachal Pradesh will participate in the Northeast India Festival to be held at Suntec Convention and Exhibition Centre, Singapore, from the 20th to the 21st of this month. In a social media post, Main informed that the state will highlight its rich cultural and economic strengths and also feature captivating performances, such as the Lion Dance, as well as a fashion show presenting the unique fabrics and designs of the state. The three-day event will connect India's northeastern region with Asian markets through exhibitions, live entertainment and networking platforms. This year's edition marks the 60th anniversary of the India-Singapore diplomatic relations and coincides with the India-ASEAN Year of Tourism. Tribal Welfare Minister of Tripura Bikash Debarma stressed that making women self-reliant is essential for the overall growth of society. He said that along with men, women too must come forward on the path of development and progress. During an interaction with working women at the Salbagan area of Atharumura Hills in Teliamura yesterday, the minister noted that the government has been implementing several schemes to empower women, which have shown positive results in rural areas. Debarma also spoke with several women entrepreneurs of the locality and encouraged them to expand their participation in business and trade. BCCI Secretary Debajit Lonsaikya yesterday confirmed that Guwahati will host the opening match of the ICC Women's 50-over World Cup at the ACA Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati on the 30th of this month. Speaking to the media, Saikya said India is going to host the Women's ICC 50-over World Cup and the host, BCCI, has left no stone unturned to ensure the tournament is conducted in the best possible way. Now we take a look at the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit Manipur on the 13th of this month. The autumn session of the 11th Meghalaya Assembly Legislative Assembly will commence from today. Tourism in North Sikkim will resume from today after closing from May due to natural calamities. BCCI confirms that Guwahati will host the opening match of the ICC Women's 50-over World Cup on the 30th of this month. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.